Vampire Weekend on Zennial Yearbook. This is, if you couldn't tell, the 2008 show. I'm your host, Kyle.
I'm back.
Hey. Guess who's back? It's Riley. Hi, everyone. Hi, Riley. Where have you been?
At home. Like, 2 miles away.
If that. What are you doing? What are you doing this whole time? You're gone for like 2 months. I had to carry this show by myself. What, are you just watching TV?
Yeah.
Enjoying your winter break? Your summer break?
Like.
Whatever.
Okay.
Summer vacation.
It's actually August.
It is August. It's winter in Australia.
No, it's not. It's like fall in Australia.
Fall? Excuse
it's like
me?
Like spring.
Spring? Excuse
Wait.
Me?
I count August as like fall.
You count this as fall? This is the beginning of... It's August 5th. It is full-on summer. These are the dog days of summer. The dog days. Yeah, it's true. It's true. Anyway, Riley's back. And as a concession to get Riley back into the studio, we are headed to the future. This is 2008. Rather than play, you know, more songs from 1994 again, which are awesome, by the way, right?
Gets to a point.
Oh, come on. It's fine. So yeah, we're going to play some more, I guess, modern songs from 2008, which was like 18 years ago or something like that.
Maybe. Let's try that math again.
8 plus 8 is 17 years ago? My gosh, it's fine. It's fine. We have computers that do math at work. Anyway, what do we have? What do you have going on? We've got a DGD is what I think I'm supposed to call them.
People, no, it's the same amount of syllables. You can literally just say Dance Gavin Dance. It's okay.
Dance Gavin Dance, some Coldplay, and a band that we both like. This is Panic! Exclamation point at the disco with 9 in the afternoon.
The way that we do when it's not in the afternoon. Your eyes are the size of the moon. You're good 'cause you can, so you do. We're feeling so good. Back to the street, down to our feet, losing the feeling of feeling unique. Do you know what I mean? Back to the place where we used to stay. Man, it feels good to feel. Just the way that we do when it's not in the afternoon. Missionaries in a foreign field.
Whoa.
That was a very abrupt end. What in the world? They probably, you know, just rolls into another song. But I...
It does.
Certainly not playing another song by these guys. That's Dance Gavin Dance from Sacramento, California.
Guys, I don't like that album.
Why did you pick it?
Because I couldn't find anything else from 2008.
You couldn't find anything else from 2008.
I like literally every single other album they have. Sorry, I'm a hater. I'm really excited for the new one.
They're still making music?
Yeah.
Dance Gavin.
They're Sacramento's second greatest band. Well, it was gone. I saw Sacramento's first greatest band.
You saw Cake?
I saw Pierce the Veil.
You saw Deftones?
I didn't. I saw Pierce the Veil.
You saw Tesla? Why does Sacramento have so many good bands?
Giant.
It's not. Well, it's comparatively giant, right? If Sacramento were in New England, it would be the second largest city in New England. But there's just like a bunch of big cities in California. That's all. Anyway, what is that? Swan core? What does that even mean?
It's a subgenre.
It's a subgenre of what?
Emo.
You wanna elaborate on that?
No,
that's fine. John Mess. He was in that band apparently. That band is a whole John
that band.
Mess.
A lot of people were in that band.
Oh, all right. Not anymore. But I guess they're still tooling around. I wonder if they're touring. Are they touring?
Maybe when the album comes out.
The new album?
Oh yeah.
I don't see anything on the Spotify machine. Before that, Viva La Vida by Coldplay. On the album Viva La Vida or Death and All His Friends. That's not what that translates into, but that's fine. I said that's not what that translates into.
Yeah, whatever.
9 in the Afternoon by Panic! At the Disco started our music block off. What?
That's annoying.
You like Panic?
That's really annoying.
Panic! Is that better?
Mm.
At the Disco.
Okay.
My gosh, what else happened in 2008?
I was merely an idea.
You probably weren't even an idea.
What?
I don't know.
I was just like a whim.
Well, not
in... Was that an accident?
Not in 2008.
Was that an accident, Dad?
I don't think so. No. Let's go with no. Okay. On the record? Are we on the record here? No, you were very planned. Probably too planned. But what are you going to do?
How can you be too planned?
I don't know. Iron Man, the movie. Have you heard of that?
Mm-hmm.
Iron Man, the movie came out in 2008, kicking off the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
That was the first one.
The current Marvel Cinematic Universe. Like, there were Spider-Man movies before, and there were, like, Captain America movies in, like, the 70s that were god-awful. But the new one started in 2008 with Iron Man, which was surprisingly good. What do you think about that?
Cool.
Awesome. All right, well, let's get back to more music. Here's a little band from Las Vegas, Nevada. You might know them. This is The Killers with Spaceman. Spaceman, excuse me.
You should have said Spaceman.
I should have.
Strange. You
Gives You Hell by the All American Rejects. This is Zennial Yearbook, the 2008 show.
I have something to say.
Riley has something to say.
Okay, so, like, in the part where it's, like, a bunch of people shouting, that was actually the crowd at an All American Rejects concert before this album came out. And there were, like, words on, like, a screen or something.
And they said, and they, sing the words on the screen, guys.
Yeah, and they didn't even know the song. That's my fun fact. Imagine being at that concert.
Imagine. Imagine being on this record and not getting a singing credit.
Also, the lead singer of the All American Rejects was on an episode of House MD.
What's his name? Patrick Bateman? I don't know why that name just showed up.
Why would you say that?
I don't know. That's just the first name that popped
into
my head.
That's certainly not him.
Okay. That's fair. Makes sense. Before that, The Killers with... what's that song called, Riley?
Spaceman.
Spaceman by The Killers. Good stuff. That's 2008 for you. Hope you guys are having a good time. This is Zennial Yearbook, the 2008 show. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back with more stuff from 2008. We'll be right back.
Why don't you take a picture? It'll last longer.
WTBR. Join us for Up on Taconic, a weekly show that explores the world of Taconic High School from students, staff, school programs, and all of the great things that happen here each day. Explore the world with conversations including the culinary arts and other CTE programs. Hear students and teachers discuss the importance of reading and also take a look at the vibrant arts culture in the school and much, much more. Join us every Monday at 6 p.m. for these lively discussions right here on 89.7 WTBR-FM, Pittsfield Community Radio.
Hey water lovers, this is Leslie Gabriel, your water ambassador, host of And So It Flows. Our water music and water culture brings water outside the cup. Moisten your ears every Tuesday at 2 p.m. here at WTBR 89.7 FM. Love your water.
In the abundance of water, the fool will get thirsty.
Scotty, I need warp speed in 3 minutes or we're all dead.
WTBR.
I shook up.
Passion Pit on Xennial Yearbook with Little Secrets. This is Xennial Yearbook. I think I just said that. Yeah, it's
fine. Why don't you say it again?
It's Xennial Yearbook, the 2008 show. I'm Kyle.
I'm Riley, and this is Xennial Yearbook.
And Riley's back. Welcome back, Riley. Oh my gosh. Before you were born, I used to play that song so loud in my car, in the blue Mazda.
Sounds something I would do.
My gosh. Such fun.
Such fun.
Anyway.
Why didn't you play it after I was born?
Because I had a baby in the car.
Oh, no. Yeah, that doesn't stop you from listening to the Mario soundtrack.
I don't want to hurt her little tiny ears.
It's okay.
All right. See, now you can listen to music and your ears are undamaged. At least undamaged by me. I mean, you're 15 now. You can damage your own ears, I suppose. I suppose. Yeah. So that's it. That's the 2008 show. And now we are in the part of the 2008 show where we do what? What do we do? Did you remember?
Yeah.
What?
You do three songs from an album.
Three songs from an album. And since you're back, you get to pick the album.
It's that album over there.
Describe the album for me.
So, the album cover is two guys, and they have bear costumes on, and one is giving the other a piggyback ride, and it's on a red background.
Nice.
And one of the bears is gold, and one of the bears is brown. Is that a good job?
Yeah. I mean, you could have just said two bears, not two guys in bear costumes.
But they are two guys in bear costumes.
Are they? Maybe. I'll look at it. Anyway, this is Fall Out Boy, Folie à Deux, which is French for...
It's like madness of two.
Yeah, it means like we're both crazy. Great.
Awesome.
Great time. This is the first song. It's called Head First Slide into Cooperstown on a Bad Bet.
Oh, say they taste the same. Let the leaves fall off in the summer. Let Simba glow in flames. Lace myself and let go. Start it over again in Mexico. These friends, they don't love you. Let us love the hotel suites. Now I don't care what you think, cause the world is, it's about me. The best of us can find happiness in misery. Said I don't care what you think, cause the world is, it's about me. The best of us can find happiness in misery. Oh. I'll take the chance, let your body get
what it takes. and self-esteem to match. What a catch. What a catch.
What a catch, Donnie. By Fallout Boy. You know what? You know what, Riley? You've been on the show for a while, and almost every time you pick the album, it has been complete garbage. But this is really good.
Excuse you.
Super good.
Just wait till we do 2014.
Oh, man. I can't wait. Before that, I Don't Care. Single version for Fall Out Boy. And Head First Slide into Cooperstown on a Bad Bet. That's a really good song.
I know.
I've never heard that song
it's
before.
It's so good.
Wow. We did it.
This album is so good.
It is good. And it's only one person in a bear suit, and then an actual
okay,
bear.
So I actually wasn't looking at it. It's actually on the other side of the wall.
That's fair.
I'm not Superman.
You are not, but we saw Superman.
We did.
It's pretty good.
It was fine.
Yeah, people didn't like it because they said he was woke, but whatever.
How?
Superman. What are you going to do? Yeah, I'm going to have to look into this album. Nice job, everybody. By everybody, I mean Riley.
Hey guys, guess what we're doing in 4 days?
4 days. We are going to go see one of these next two bands I'm going to play.
What?
That's right.
Oh!
Are you feeling okay?
He scared me.
No.
It's like, who are we actually seeing?
No, we're going to see, well, the first, we've already seen this first band from 2008. I was going to talk about stuff, but now I'm already leading into the song. You know what? It's my show. You know what? We're going to go with the song. This is Census Fail with Family Tradition.
Oh, I thought I was going to say it.
Oh, you can say it.
Family Tradition.
Thank you. potential of you and me. It's like a book elegantly bound, but in a language that you can't read just yet. You gotta spend some time, love. You gotta spend some time with me. And I know that you'll find love. I will possess your heart.
I Will Possess Your Heart by Death Cab for Cutie on Pittsfield Community Radio 89.7 WTBR FM Pittsfield 88.1 WSBR Lee. Riley, who are we going to see in 4 days? Or
I feel like we already talked about this.
We didn't. I cut you off.
Oh, we're going to see My Chemical Romance.
That's right.
I've been like shaking since this morning because it just set in.
And Death Cab for Cutie.
Oh, yeah. And Thursday, I guess.
And Thursday.
Oh, I don't like Thursday. I'm a hater.
It's all right. It's all right.
I don't like. I don't know.
You'll get a full recap. Did MCR have anything in 2009?
When's their first album? They have a live.
Oh, two probably.
They have a live album. They have The Black Parade is Dead, which was live in Mexico, but it's just The Black Parade.
Oh.
It's just live.
Wait.
It's The Black Parade is just a little worse.
So wait, when did that other album come out?
Which one?
The one with your favorite song, Sing.
Sing? Oh.
What was that?
That's not. That was 2010.
Okay.
Guys, you're going to make them think I like Sing.
We got
I hate
time.
Sing. I'm like, if Sing has zero fans, if Sing has zero haters, I'm dead. I hate Sing.
My gosh.
I don't like it at all.
Before that, Family Tradition by Senses Fail. And now it's time for another quick break. We'll be back in a little while, maybe a minute. This is Zennial Yearbook, the 2008 show. We shall return
I'm not superstitious, but I am a little stitious.
WTBR.
Have you ever dreamed of being a radio DJ, spinning your favorite vinyl, CDs, and MP3s? Have you ever wanted to share conversations with interesting guests with the community? Then the WTBR FM Programming Committee wants to hear from you. We are now accepting proposals for new programs. For more information, visit WTBRFM.com or call 445-4234. Pittsfield Community Radio, for the love of radio.
Help children and families struggling with mental health and behavioral issues get the treatment they need by booking an equine-assisted team-building session for your organization at Berkshire Horseworks. All proceeds go directly toward funding programming for those at risk. Call Berkshire Horseworks at 413-698-3700 or visit our website, berkshirehorseworks.org.
Support for this public service announcement comes from Berkshire Community College and Park Square Productions.
This is Pittsfield Community Radio, 89.7 WTBR-FM Pittsfield, 88.1 WSBR Lee.
Let me talk to him. Let me talk to him. Let it rain. Let me talk to him. Come on.
So they have them apple bottom jean boots with the fur. The whole club is looking at her. In the body to go, them birthday cakes, they stole the show. So sexual, she was flexible, professional, drinking Xanol. Hold up, wait a minute, do I see what I think I will? Did a thing, I seen sure they get low. Ain't the same when it's up that close. Make it rain, I'm making it snow. Work the pole, I got the bang bro. I'ma say that I prefer them no clothes. I'm into that, I love women exposed. She threw it back at me, I gave her more. Cash ain't a problem, I know where it goes. She had them
come on.
Hello, T-Pain. This is... Oh, T-Pain and Flo Rida. On Zenial Yearbook. The best hip-hop and R&B in the 413 at 3 o'clock on Saturday. That's all you get.
Look what's still here.
I know, your picture of Garfield.
Oh my gosh. That sucks. I'm going to do a better one.
I'm your host, Kyle. This is...
Zenial Yearbook.
Riley. I already said that. You're Riley. Oh.
Oh.
So yeah, you were saying during the break, you were saying that you heard another song on WTBR.
Oh yeah. Well, we're not. Yeah, I heard.
Cool story.
Yeah, there's a band that we're gonna play in two songs that I heard. I learned about them from WTBR. I probably would have found them anyway, but I found them anyway.
Nice.
And it's a great album, except. The first track on that album, Borderline Stalker, is unlistenable. And it's their most popular song, I don't even know why, because it literally sounds like it was recorded on a toaster. It's so, like, crackly. It hurts to listen to it. But, like, the rest of the album sounds great.
It's
and it's their only album.
What band is this?
Signal the Escape.
Signal the Escape. Oh, we're going to play them, not next, but we're going to play them after Savior by Rise Against. I like Rise Against.
Everyone likes Rise Against.
Can't go wrong with their 2008 album, Appeal to Reason. Yeah, that's them.
It kills me not to know this, but I've all but just forgotten what the color of her eyes were, and her scars are how she got them. As the telling signs of age rain down, a single tear is dropping through the valleys of an aging face that this world has forgotten. She said, I don't hate you, but I just wanna save you while there's still something left.
good song. We kill our composure, talk, slide over to you. Really wanna do this. The liquor on my lips, point, yes, sir. Show a little bit closer now. Tonight is a single time. Tonight, and I mean this, a moment of weakness. I don't want to be meaningless. And though I know that it's not right, there should be playing you tonight. It will be alright.
Yeah.
I Was Never Your Boyfriend by Tiger's Jaw here on Xennial Yearbook. What in the world was that?
I really like Tiger's Jaw.
That was pretty fun. You know
Welcome
what?
Welcome to the end of emo.
This is it?
I think they're Midwest emo, but people always mix Midwest emo up with, like, Cave Town, and that makes me so mad, because, like, you'll, like, look on Spotify and, like, see, like, all these plays called, like, Midwest Emo, and then with, like, the rainbow emoji and, like, the bug emoji made by, like, 11-year-olds that are, like, full of Cave Town. It's so frustrating. Let my genre die in peace, please.
Can't do it. Bug emoji. Before that, Romantic Atheism by Signal the Escape. Signal the Escape. When were you listening to this radio station?
I don't know. You had it on the living room, like, sometime.
I think it was after our show. I just left it on, and then, like, another show came on, like, 5 o'clock. But I don't know what that show is. But they did have some good stuff. I'm going to look into that.
If you're that show, shout out to you guys.
Shout out to that show that we don't recognize.
Yeah, sorry.
We'll ask somebody. Before that, Savior. Or you can just look at the schedule.
No.
Check out the schedule at WTBRFM.com. Savior by Rise Against. We have a couple more songs to play. But first, I want to get into more happenings of 2008. What happened?
I don't know.
Bernie Madoff was arrested for securities fraud.
Who's that?
Who's that? I know, you weren't even born. He orchestrated what is believed to be the world's largest Ponzi scheme. What's a Ponzi scheme, you might ask? It's when, how...
If you were British, you'd sound really homophobic.
What? Ponzi scheme? It doesn't have anything to do with being homophobic. It has to do with securities fraud, right? If you have, let's say you have an investment. Let's say you're like, hey, everybody, I'll try to keep this under a minute. Let's say you have $500.
Okay.
Let's say somebody gives you $500 and you tell them, I can make you this huge investment with $500, right?
All right.
So they give you $500 and then immediately you start giving them back like $25 a week, which is a really good interest return, right? So they go and they tell their friends, hey, Ryan can get me this great, great, return on my money, but really you're just giving him back his own money. So he gets like four more friends to give you $500 a piece. Now you've got $2,500, and all you have to do is keep paying those people the money that's coming in. You're not actually investing it. You're just like kind of robbing Peter to pay Paul, and then they tell a bunch of friends and they give you a bunch of money.
That's such a good idea.
It's a good idea until what obviously is going to happen is that you're going to run out of people to tell to give you money. And then you're not going to be able to pay back the people who think you're actually investing their money, but you're not really investing it. You're just paying them their own money and keeping some of it off the top. And then he got arrested. Anyway, it was all very exciting. And that's it. That's a Ponzi scheme. Don't do that. Here's some Slipknot. We'll be right back. Prescription by Mindless Self-Indulgence, and before that, Psychosocial by Slipknot, probably the most radio-friendly, pleasant Slipknot song I've ever heard. It is almost pleasant.
I think it's pleasant.
Until it was Slipknot. It's fine.
I love Mindless Self-Indulgence. So if you have a successful band, please don't date 15-year-olds, even if they say they like it.
So there's that. Also true.
Yeah, the lead singer of this band
Wait a minute.
Gotta share my fun facts.
Is this something that we're gonna have to retract?
No, it's okay. He lives in New Zealand now. He basically fled the country.
I don't think that matters where he lives.
whatever. And his wife is married to, no.
His ex-wife?
No, the bassist of this band is married to the lead singer of another band called My Chemical Romance.
Oh, that's interesting. Wonderful. So yeah, that's the show. I gotta get here real quick, because we're running out of time. This has been Zinnia Yearbook. It is the 2008 show. Join us next week when we'll have more Zinnia Yearbook and maybe even more Riley. We'll maybe. See. We'll end with some Kings of Leon with You Somebody on that.
Bye.
Bye.
Somebody, someone.